You've tuned into the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
Do you realize what you've done?
With Rich Lee Big.
Aren't you hip to the rap music?
And Michael Costanzo.
The internet was speaking to me in tongues.
Unplanned, unscripted, and slightly unhinged.
Good times, noodle salad.
The point is, you now have the ability to be happy.
And now, here's Rich and Mike on the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
What's up, everybody?
It's time for another episode of the Crispy Noodle Podcast. Let us be the crispy noodle in your vegetarian salad of life and boring news. It is our job to give you the most interesting tidbits in the world of sports, entertainment, odd news, and whatever else we feel like talking about. Isn't that right, Mike?
That's right. We bring it to you with our unique sense of humor and wackiness. You never know what you're going to get on the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
That's right. We can jump from a variety of subjects. We can pull out random topics. We can pull out side dishes. We're just a mayhem of mass media topics to go over.
Very well said, Rich.
Yeah. To start the show off, I'm Rich Liebig.
And I'm Michael Costanzo.
And, we need to do a little bit of a reset here, because last week we had a clip show on for the first time, ever.
That's right. We featured some of our best bits from throughout the first, 72 episodes?
Yeah. 72 episodes, why not?
So we're talking, out of over 150 hours of programming, we whittled it down to the best, 2.5 hours of content and, it was just a blast going over all the old stuff.
Yep. And the reason why we did that was because we went on vacation last week.
That's right. Had to take a little bit of a break and, get away for
vacation,
a little bit. Yeah, summer vacation.
All
yeah.
I ever wanted. All I ever needed. Vacation.
All right.
But, it was good to take a break.
Yeah.
But now, I don't know about you, Mike, but I'm feeling refreshed. I'm feeling energetic. I'm feeling rip-roaring, ready to go back here for a new episode.
That's right. I'm ready to dive back into things and get back to our normal schedule and go over all the news we have to cover.
Yep. But before we dive in, we like to do a little bit of a recap of what we've been up to since our last broadcast. How was your vacation?
It was great. I got to spend a lot of time with my family down in Ocean City, go on a lot of rides, eat a lot of great food. After balling, I go clubbing. Then I'm hugging.
Did you do a lot of that?
No balling and no clubbing. It was mostly family fun type stuff. Happy, happy birthday from drug dealer to you. Here's some meth. Have some fun. Meth, 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 meth. That was later at night after the kids went to bed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
All right, that's good.
Yeah.
Don't get the kids addicted to meth.
No. Even though that song seems to be geared towards the kids,
yeah.
It's not really for the kids. Happy, happy birthday from drug dealer to you. Here's some meth. Have some fun. Meth, 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 meth.
That would be if Mike was a meth dealer, I guess.
Yes, if. No, but we don't speak of that.
All right. Okay. Perfect.
But vacation was great. I got to see Guardians of the Galaxy while I was down
there.
Oh,
how was that?
Yeah. It was great. It was amazing. An awesome blend of action and comedy. And I thought the cast did an excellent job. Even the wrestler, Dave Bautista.
Bautista.
That was his first major motion picture debut, I think.
Winner of this year's Royal Rumble.
Yeah, well, his character was hilarious because he takes everything literally. So whenever they would, use a metaphor for something, he would always spin it wildly out of, what it was intended to be. Sort of like what we do here.
Ah, excellent.
Yeah. Yeah. So
sure, I'm gonna bring a Hot Pocket to bed tonight then.
Yes,
so he
exactly.
would literally bring a Hot Pocket to bed.
Yeah, he would think that I'm literally bringing a Hot Pocket to bed. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Of course.
Good. Well,
that's what that clip was intended to mean. But you were the one that has changed the meaning over the past year and a half.
Mike, don't hide from your feelings. That is what you call your lovely ladies in bed.
Sure, I'm gonna bring a Hot Pocket to bed tonight then.
Yeah, it's Mike's lovely Hot Pocket ladies.
Oh my gosh. But anyway, we were talking about Guardians of the Galaxy. It was a great movie. I highly recommend it to all the Marvel fans.
There you go. Mike's mini movie review there.
But enough about me, Rich. How did you enjoy the week off?
I pretty much just enjoyed it by sleeping.
Well, sleeping is always good.
Yeah, I really just, you know, I took it easy. Because I've got a little bit of a hectic schedule coming up to the end of August.
Oh boy.
Cause there's a lot of concerts happening in Philadelphia.
Oh, that's right. And you're covering all of them with,
I'm trying to.
WMMR, right?
I am. I'm going to be trying to, I'll let you guys, here on the Crispy Noodle as well.
Yes.
Let you know how the concerts are here in Philly. But I will definitely be at Made in America this year, which I'm super stoked about. I love the Made in America concert here in Philly.
Yeah, it's such a big event, too. It's huge.
Yeah, I mean, literally, we shut down the Ben Franklin Parkway for it. So I think it's a great festival. If you're in the Philadelphia area during Labor Day, if you happen to be one of those people like me that don't go away on vacations, come on out. It's a lot of fun. And this year the headliners are Kanye West.
Okay.
But Sunday is Kings of Leon, and I'm stoked
for that.
That's
gonna be good.
Yeah, I am super stoked.
Nice.
So I got the confirmation on that during the vacation, so
nice.
I figured the smart plan would be for me to rest up.
Don't
overdo
right. It
while we're on vacation, and instead overdo it while I'm at Made in America. Thank you.
That sounds like a good plan.
So there you go. That was my idea and my vacation for our mini break, if you will. All right, but you know what? I'm tired of the break. I'm tired of not doing anything. Let's do something. I'm ready to delve back in to some headlines. And the way we kick it off here on the Crispy Noodle Podcast is our first batch of topics is sports and what we like to call the sports sampler.
So you're not good at sports. It's a very small part of life.
Sports, 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 sports.
In your face. Ha ha.
Yeah. I'm a DJ. All right. There you go. That's how we launch into the sports sampler.
Yeah, we're both ready to go and talk about all the exciting things that have been happening in sports. We're going to kick it off with a little bit of PGA Championship golf talk. Yay.
Shut up, Mike. Golf is serious business. All right.
No, I'm kidding. I mean, you know, while the PGA Championship was happening, you were texting me the whole time. You were so excited about
this is so bad. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I was thinking that, but I could tell how excited you were about it because apparently there was some really crazy stuff happening on the golf course.
So, all right, let's do a reset here for those that might not know golf. I understand there are some people out there that don't understand the fascination with golf.
Ding, ding, ding.
Okay, Mike. So out of all the tournaments to win in the golf year, the ones you want to win are called the majors.
And right. There's the ones we've been covering, right?
Right.
The U.S. Open and the Open.
Yes. The four majors are the Masters, the U.S. Open, the British Open, or what is sometimes called just the Open, and then the PGA Championship. That's the last one. This year it was at Valhalla Golf Club in outside of Louisville, Kentucky.
Okay.
And first things first, everybody's asking, where's Tiger?
Right. That's the first thing on everyone's mind when it comes to golf. How did Tiger Woods do? So how did Tiger Woods do?
He sucked.
Okay, then.
Yep. Sucked so bad he missed the cut.
That is not good.
Yeah. So if you're wondering why there was no Tiger headlines over the weekend, it's because he missed the cut.
That's not good.
No,
at all.
So he didn't even make it to the weekend.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's pretty rare for Tiger Woods, isn't it?
Oh yeah, very rare and not a very good sign on his golf play.
Wow. Well, I mean, we had talked previously that he'd been injured for a while, his back, right?
Right. Well, I'll tell you what, he needs to take off like 6 months to a year or just he needs to do something drastic because he is not at top playing form.
Well, this
is not.
This was the last major of the year, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, he'll have, like, what, maybe several months to heal up now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Other than there's a thing called the Ryder Cup, which is more historic than it is kind of more important, like the majors.
Okay.
So he might play in that. But other than that, yeah, he's got free time now.
Okay, so hopefully we'll see a resurgence of Tiger Woods next year.
Yeah, but he's gonna need to take a break. He's not cut out right now.
Right.
At PGA professional playing level. All right, so that was the first big headline.
Right.
Tiger Woods didn't even make the cut.
And that's a big storyline right there.
Right. Then we played Thursday, Friday. Then we entered the third round Saturday. A lot of great golf was playing. We were seeing a lot of scores in the 60s, which means that there was a lot of golfers under par, which means that in order to win this major, you really had to be aggressive. You really needed to stay under par and go for the hole.
Right. I think the last couple of majors we've covered, it's been sort of a runaway victory.
Right. So heading into Sunday, for the first time this year, we actually had like a straight up any man could win this major. Because just like you said, the last two majors we had, both the Opens,
right?
One golfer has just run away with it, wire to wire victories,
right? Right.
Somebody has built an insurmountable lead, and then they just coasted on Sunday.
Didn't somebody win by like 8 strokes in one of them?
Yeah,
which is like absurd,
right? But this was different.
Okay,
the top 10 golfers entering into Sunday were at most only 5 strokes behind, which that's
a very tight cluster.
That can be just one bad hole. You know,
you do a
double bogey and somebody else gets a birdie. That's 3-stroke difference right there.
Right there, yeah.
You know, I mean,
so all 10 golfers within 5 strokes of each other. That's a pretty close gap.
Right. All right. So that was the feeling entering into Sunday. And that's why I was saying, if you follow me on Twitter at Rich Liebig, I was saying that this was going to be one of the craziest rounds of golf to watch. I just had that feeling.
That's right. You did say that to me. Yeah.
But instead, it wasn't because of the competition. Instead, it was because in Kentucky, to begin the Sunday morning, they had a 2-hour rain delay.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
You can't golf in the rain. It affects the aerodynamics, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, you can't when it's a heavy rain.
Right.
If it's a mist, you can get away with it.
Right.
But heavy rain, that's not going to work. And it was heavy rains. There's images, you can Google it, where some of the greens look like lagoons.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
And that even affects play afterwards, too, because it doesn't dry up right away.
No. So what happens is balls don't bounce.
Oh, boy.
So
where it lands is where it lands.
Usually, yeah. And you get mud on your balls easily, and it's – of course you're laughing at that. Okay.
Come on, it was funny. Get mud on your balls.
Get mud on your balls.
What are you doing out there on the golf course?
Getting mud on your balls, all right? We're getting dirty here, all right?
Getting dirty on the golf course.
Yeah.
Got to do something to spice it up, right?
Right.
So, but anyway, the play was drastically affected by the weather.
Right. And then not to mention, these top 10 golfers are teeing off the last 10 as the last 10 pairings.
Right.
So they're the last ones to start their round of golf. Luckily, how it broke down was the top 3 golfers, Rory McIlroy, Phil Mickelson, and Ricky Fowler, were the ones in contention, the final 3, if you will, as Sunday drew to a close. But what started to happen was Rory McIlroy, the young gun. He's
we've talked about him before on the podcast.
Yeah, he was, you know, he didn't have a great round, but he had just enough to survive the PGA Championship on Sunday. But he started to pull ahead. Now, what was interesting was he started the day as the leader. So he's the very last person to begin his golf day.
Right.
So he's trying to finish his round of golf as the leader so he can go to the clubhouse, hand in his scorecard, win the major.
Right.
So he's trying to hurry up his play. Meanwhile, Phil Mickelson and Ricky Fowler, who are paired together, they're trying to finish up their round. And all of a sudden, Rory McIlroy is like gunning, like, I want to finish this round before, and this was a legitimate concern, before it got dark out. Because they started 2 hours late because of the rain delay.
Pushes everything back.
So
and I imagine it's tough to play golf in the dark.
Yeah, that's not going to fly. So it was just the last 3 holes was just something unlike anything I've ever seen in a major tournament. Between the fact that Rory McIlroy was playing fast, and he's trying to finish his hole before darkness sets in, and Phil Mickelson and Ricky Fowler are like, what do we do? Because, like, we're trying – hey, we're still playing golf here too.
Yeah, you can't just run over other people.
Right. Also, on the 17th hole, Ricky Fowler hits his tee shot into another fairway. Like I would do if I was golfing. So that made me feel good as a golfer.
He was trying to, you know, skip ahead. He was trying to get ahead of the pack.
Yeah. So I texted you this, actually.
Yeah, you did.
There was a situation on the 17th hole where Ricky Fowler was taking his second shot from another fairway. Phil Mickelson is chipping onto the green from his shot. Rory McIlroy is taking his tee shot off the 17th hole. It was just bedlam. So, I've never seen anything like it.
Right. You have three golfers golfing simultaneously on the same hole, right?
Yeah.
Hey, that's just amazing.
This would be like if me, you, and Bruno went out golfing and we're just like, we need to finish this hole.
The quickest round of golf ever.
Yeah.
And I think I said to you, that's how it should always be played, like a race.
It would be interesting.
It would be interesting.
But luckily for Rory McIlroy, all's well that ends well, I guess, because he was able to finish off his round and was able to hold down the rest of the bunch that was trying to steal away the championship in the last round. He was able to shoot a 68 on the last day, which was 3 under, to hold off other contenders that were trying to steal it away from him. He finished the tournament 16 under and with the win, and he is now back-to-back major champion.
Wow.
He won the British Open, and now he's won the PGA Championship as well.
Now, has he, I forget what it's called, where you win all four majors. Has he accomplished
Grand Slam?
Has he accomplished a Grand Slam yet?
He hasn't won at the Masters.
Okay. So that's the only one he's missed.
Yeah, so right. It'll be an interesting 2015 at the Masters. Yeah,
that's the first one of the the majors, right? Okay.
Yeah, and he's hot right now.
Yeah. So maybe we'll see a Grand Slam sometime soon.
Mm-hmm. But now the question that, you know, the question arises, you know, should this have happened? It was fun. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I thought it was – I've never seen anything like it. And I'm sure, Mike, if you gave it a shot, you would have loved it.
Well,
it was
I was interested in your text updates, keeping me up to date on the happenings, because I'd never heard of anything like this in golf before.
Yeah.
Not that I follow golf closely, but it sounded ridiculous, you know, just in terms of any sport.
But the question is, should it have happened?
Should it have happened? Well, I mean, I guess they really didn't have a choice in that matter, did they? The fact that it was 2 hours delay and all this other stuff.
Well, the rules are that either a player or a PGA official can say, hey, it's too dark. We'll resume play Monday.
So anybody could have called it then and there.
Yeah.
And delayed it.
If Rory wanted to, he could have told the PGA official, I can't see on the 17th hole.
So,
I need to resume
so
tomorrow.
So why did nobody say that? Maybe it was a point of pride that none of them wanted to admit that they were the one that couldn't go on?
Well, Rory McIlroy wanted to finish this.
He wanted to get a lock on it and finish it up.
He did not want this to expand to Monday.
Right. Because that does make it tougher,
right?
Having to go another day.
Yeah. It's like when the Phillies had to play that game five part two.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true.
Now, I'll tell you what, Phil Mickelson, he's professional, you know, he's a professional guy, but I could tell from kind of his grimaces and kind of his looks.
Yeah.
He was not happy about this. That he had to rush his round
because of somebody else.
Just so Rory McIlroy could finish his round.
Well, why didn't he say, why don't we postpone it until Monday?
I guess he could have.
You said any golfer can. So obviously he wasn't that pissed off.
Mm-hmm. I guess I also kind of feel like he doesn't want to be the jerk, you know, that says, oh, I want to finish this on Monday.
Yeah, exactly. You have to maintain your rep, you know. It's a point of pride for these guys, probably. But, you know, if something had happened and McIlroy slipped from the lead you know, somebody could have made the argument, oh, well, it's because
right.
they were being rushed or,
and
you know, whatever.
Phil Mickelson lost this major by one stroke.
Ooh.
And guess what?
What?
The 18th hole, he almost had an eagle.
Really?
He had a chip in. He had a chip in that was only a foot from the hole.
Oh.
So if he would have made that, it would have been a tie. What do you do then?
Yeah, I think what you mean to say is if he wasn't being rushed by McIlroy.
I'm just saying there's a couple of what ifs here.
Yeah, yeah.
That, you know, the
I don't think the PGA should have let it get to that point. I think the PGA should have stepped in and said, let's postpone this. If you got three guys golfing on the same, I mean, look, it makes it more exciting for, you know, non-golf schlubs like me, but at the same time, it sort of ruins the integrity of it, doesn't it? Or at least you can make that argument if they were so inclined.
Yeah, I mean, there really is a concern here that you could make an argument that if the rain was going to be this much of a delay, they should have tried to, you know, postpone it or done something different.
Or, like, bring out floodlights so they can at least play in the dark. You know, I mean,
yeah.
Rather than rush them and like, everybody go, same hole, same time. You know?
Yeah, that's another thing too, is by the time they reached the 18th green, it was dark.
Yeah.
We're not talking about like the sun is setting.
The sun has set.
Yeah, the sun has set. they said camera flashes were helping out.
Wow.
I mean, it was just,
all the golf fans stand there with their camera phones out, right?
Yeah. Helping Rory finish his round.
So I think there could be an argument there. I mean, if anybody was feeling up to taking on that crusade, they could argue that it was an unfair advantage or disadvantage, depending on which way you're leaning.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, watching it from home, oh my God, it was so exciting. I've never seen anything like that. I don't think we'll ever see anything like that.
Almost as exciting as real sports. No, I'm kidding.
Thanks, Mike.
I love busting your chops when it comes to golf.
But there you go. What a way to end the 2014 round of majors with a crazy, hectic PGA championship.
Yeah, you got to close it off with a good note.
Yep. Definitely unlike the other proper golf majors we've had with
the
Masters and then the wire-to-wire victories from the U.S. Open and the British Open. But this one was just hell on wheels. I loved it. It was so much fun to watch.
Yeah, they changed it up. They made it I almost make it sound like they scripted it. They should. They should just go straight up WWE and script this stuff. McIlroy is back. You know, he has to defend his title and all that stuff. You're the wrestling guy here. You come up with it.
Yeah, they could all have, you know, championship belts. And
yeah.
Dude, I would love championship belt.
Oh my God!
I made a post on that.
What golfers should have championships?
All sports championships.
All sports championships.
All sports championships should be a wrestling belt.
So instead of a Super Bowl ring,
you get a wrestling belt.
All 53 players and the coach get a
title belt. Nice. Yeah.
Could you imagine Andy Reid just waddling around with this championship belt?
Well, Andy Reid would be like Humpty Dumpty. Bump, 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 bump.
The bigger fantasy is actually Andy Reid winning a Super Bowl.
Oh. Take that.
There's
Kansas
that Philly bitterness.
Copyright Mike Costanzo. Yeah.
Oh boy.
All right. Well, anyway, there you go. That's my last golf rant of 2014, as that was the last major. What a year.
What a year
and
for
Rory
golf.
McIlroy, he's the player of the year, no doubt about it. Back-to-back major victories.
Yeah, that is pretty impressive.
Yep. I mean, also, he's now the third youngest player to have four majors under his belt at this point in his career. The only two are Tiger Woods and Jack Nicklaus.
So, I think he is the next Tiger Woods then at this point.
He's making a name for himself.
Yeah.
Keep an eye on the hot young gun right now, Rory McIlroy. And there you go. That's it. Enough golf. Mike has suffered through enough.
But, you know, we joked a little bit about Andy Reid and Philly bitterness a minute or two ago, which is appropriate because now we're getting into some Eagles preseason football news.
It's motherfucking goddamn sons of bitch and fucking football.
Yeah, we're ramping up for football season. I can't wait till the season starts. But in the meantime, we got the preseason to deal with.
That's right. And everybody get ready to put on your patented Eagles fan frown, because the Eagles lost to the Chicago Bears 34-28 in the first preseason game.
What's that?
What?
Yeah, they couldn't do it. They couldn't finish.
In my opinion, that sucked.
But, of course, it is just preseason, right?
Yeah, it's just preseason.
That's the thing everyone has to remember. It's just preseason. The starters aren't even, you know, hardly playing. But that's also a point of concern, because even though they hardly played, Nick Foles managed to throw two interceptions.
That is a little worrying.
That is worrying. Even more worrying is that our second-round wide receiver, who people are thinking, you know, could be a good talent in the NFL, only came away with four receptions for 14 yards and two drops.
Don't drop it.
Yeah, so we're starting this whole cycle over again of turnovers and dropped passes.
We couldn't do diddly poo offensively. We couldn't make a first down. We couldn't run the ball. We didn't try to run the ball. We couldn't complete a pass.
Uh-oh. Did Jim Moore become our offensive coordinator all of a sudden?
Oh, boy, I hope not. But what do you think about this, Rich? Is this something that Eagles fans should be worried about with this sad performance in the first preseason game?
Well, I mean, the stats with Nick Foles is a little bit concerning, that he had two interceptions. You don't want to see that. Hopefully, though, you'll chalk it up to just a little bit of rust, you know, coming from the offseason. In the end, though, I personally believe the preseason, the results of each game is nothing to worry about. Because that is not what the preseason is for. The preseason is to determine these position battles and who's going to fill where in your depth chart with first, second, and third stringers. That's really the purpose of the preseason.
Exactly.
Assess your talent.
It's not really about the wins, because
no.
Our favorite example to point out, of course, is
can I do it?
Go ahead, you do it.
Oh,
you got so excited there, Rich.
Because they're one of my favorite teams in history. The lowly Detroit Lions, when they went 0-16, before they went on that wondrous 16-game losing streak, that preseason they went 4-0.
Yeah.
They were undefeated champions of the preseason.
Of the preseason.
Yep.
Yeah, so, I mean, it
doesn't matter.
Exactly.
And on the flip side.
Yeah.
When New England, that year when they went 16-0.
Oh, that's right.
They lost every single preseason game.
That's right, yeah.
You know, the results of the preseason don't matter.
It doesn't matter. But, like you said, what does matter are the position battles and, you know, seeing how these players perform in their first action since, in some cases, January.
Yeah.
And in that regard...
In some cases, December.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Whoops. But it is a little worrying that Nick Foles threw two interceptions, especially since he was only out there for 9 attempts.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a little worrying. But I'm assuming it's because, you know, they have new offensive players in there. You know, it's still a relatively new system. It's his first year starting. He didn't start last year.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, we still had Mike Vick last year.
Yeah, I don't want to get too worried too fast. But
don't hit the panic button.
Yeah, don't hit the panic button. Don't, you know, get your hand away from the panic button. It's all right. Now, if he repeats this in the second preseason game, you could start inching towards the panic button, I think. But that fucking sucked. But for right now, we're okay. And it did suck. I mean, his quarterback rating was 38. So the worst of our four quarterbacks. But you know what? Overall, I think we'll be all right.
I think so too.
In a good position this upcoming year, you know, first preseason game aside, I think we're doing some good things on offense and defense. Now, I'd like to see that come through in the preseason games, and so that's what I'm hoping for in the second game against the Patriots.
Yep, and we'll see how the Eagles do at that second game. But just remember, folks, it's preseason. Don't worry yet.
Yeah. So hands off the panic button, at least for one more week.
Fair enough.
That's right. The Eagles will travel to New England August 15th to play against the Patriots at 7:30 p.m. So make sure to check that out. It should be an interesting one, I think.
Yeah. All right, and one last sports story here for you before we go to a commercial break. And this one is funny because it happened during our vacation. And it has to do with ESPN columnist, writer, and radio show host Dan Lebartard, who, you know, he's a big Miami Heat fan. He's from Miami. And, you know, I don't want to say he was upset, but, you know, he was a little peeved over the LeBron James decision for him to go back to Cleveland.
Of course.
As most Miami Heat fans are.
Of course, yeah. I mean, you know, some player comes over and gives your team two championships. I'd be pissed, too.
Yep. So during the whole course of his LeBron talk, and ESPN just goes, ESPN loves LeBron James talk, so they,
Oh yeah, they do.
Yeah, they will, you know, they will, if they could, they would do a 24 hour marathon of LeBron James news.
Don't give them any ideas, Rich.
Yeah. As long as you put it, as long as you put it on ESPN Quattro, nobody will,
yeah, ESPN 4, LeBron James.
Yeah, the
Central.
LeBron James channel, whatever.
They're probably trying to figure out how to do it as we speak.
Probably.
Some executive somewhere is thinking, how can we devote more airtime to LeBron James coverage?
ESPN, the Cinco. well, anyway, Dan Lebartard, for his radio show, decided to do a little bit of a stunt, which is, you know, not uncommon among radio show hosts.
Right. Of course.
And what he did was he paid for billboards to go up in Cleveland.
Okay.
About LeBron James, that said, quote, "You're welcome," and showed the two two NBA title rings that LeBron James won, that he won in Miami, but he couldn't do in Cleveland.
Oh.
As a result, ESPN said that, quote, "It was unprofessional for someone on their staff to do something like that," and suspended him for a week.
That's like a wrist slap, isn't it?
But,
1 week?
I mean, still.
Still, yeah.
Is this, you know, is this fair or foul? Did ESPN go too far with this?
I mean, look, I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah. I thought that's a good billboard.
First off the bat, brilliant idea.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, LeBron. Love Miami. And then it has the two championship rings right there. You know, people forget that sports, it's a game. And we're supposed to have fun with it, right?
Yeah.
I think people take it a little too seriously. And I think, I mean, there's two sides to it. I'm hearing reports that he was told not to do it and he decided to go ahead with it anyway, which makes it insubordination. But also, ESPN might be a little too uptight about the whole thing.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
LeBron James begs to be made fun of.
It was a joke. And I mean, really, LeBron James at this point in his career, he deserves to have jokes thrown at him. You know, after the Diva incident where he had to be carried off the court because of cramps, and the decision show when he left Cleveland the first time. I mean, the dude is sort of a joke at this point, in my opinion.
I wouldn't say a joke, but he's a media circus.
Yeah, he is.
You can make fun of him. Come on, ESPN.
He invites it upon himself, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Right. So personally, I think ESPN went too far. I think they're hurt over any joke that's made at LeBron's expense. And I think this is ridiculous. This writer should not have been suspended for a week. That's stupid.
Yeah. But you know what? Interestingly enough, I think that Lebatard sort of agrees with ESPN because he issued a statement that says...
let's put it this way. He kind of has to agree.
He kind of has to agree.
He can't say, oh, ESPN was effing wrong. You know?
But here's the quote that I'll read in full. He says, quote, "I said I would not and could not because we were building this up for days on the radio to a crescendo, and to simply stop talking about it and not do it with no mention would be dumb, inauthentic, confusing, and not me. I was polite about it, but I was insubordinate. I refused to budge. We were flying the plane, so I was suspended, as I should have been. If I'd actually believed in any of this, I might have flown the plane anyway, even while on suspension. But this would be a pretty silly cause for which to lose your job. Yes, he does have another quote talking about how amazed he was at all the backlash and all the craziness going on about it. He says, quote, "This fun and ridiculous stunt all turned out to be accidental performance art that created media buzz and ratings in a benign way while sticking to my irreverent beliefs about not genuflecting in the cathedral we've made of fun and games."
I like that.
I like that too.
It's not a cathedral.
It's not. It's not. And I think that perfectly sums it up. It's
no player is holier than thou in sports.
Exactly. That's exactly right. He's saying, yes, he agrees that he should have been suspended because of the insubordination. But at the end of the day, I think we all take it a little too seriously.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh. So I agree with him and ESPN. Stop getting hurt over stupid stuff like this, all right? LeBron James is not the end-all, be-all of sports.
Stop worrying about your ad deals.
Yeah.
And, you know, start worrying about having fun and being lighthearted and, you know, bringing a little bit of levity back to sports. I mean, my God.
Yeah, come on.
It's all so dramatic nowadays.
Yeah. Ooh. Where will LeBron end up?
Ooh.
Where will Tiger Woods go and after his back surgery? Oh, actually, you know what? We had a story. Remember, a couple weeks ago, I told you about this. There was a story that at the British Open, ESPN3 was going to dedicate all of their time all of Tiger Woods' shot at the Open. Like,
and then didn't he finish like 70th overall?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Just like, you don't need all this coverage on one person. Stop it.
Exactly. Exactly.
I don't care if it's the most interesting man in the world.
He doesn't normally drink beer, but when he does,
he drinks it in front of ESPN cameras.
It's LeBron James.
And it's LeBron James.
And it's LeBron James.
Yeah, that's ESPN logic for you.
Yeah.
Hashtag ESPN logic. Start that Twitter for me. Thank you.
Well, ESPN logic, there's only one football team that's the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, yeah.
And there's only one basketball player, LeBron James. And golf ceases to become a sport if Tiger Woods isn't playing.
Yeah, nobody cares about golf if Tiger's not playing.
ESPN logic.
Perfect. I like that.
Well, you know what, Rich? I think maybe we should take a little break so we can think up more of our own ESPN logic statements.
Yeah, it gives us a little bit of time to come up with some of our statements with that hashtag. You know what? Go ahead. Start it. If you can figure out some other clever ones, go ahead. Hashtag ESPN logic and make sure you send it at the Crispy Noodle. Why not? But in the meantime, you're right. We got to take a little bit of an ad break. But you know what? Coming up, we've got another good portion of the show because it's the entertainment entree. So do not go anywhere. More of the Crispy Noodle podcast coming up.
Attention sports fans, collectors, hobbyists, and autograph seekers. Are you looking for the best in sports cards and collectibles? The only name you need to know is Carl's. That's right, Carl's Cards and Collectibles in Havertown, PA not only has the best collection of sports memorabilia, cards, game, used merchandise, and autograph signings for top professional athletes, he also does custom framing too. Go to carlscards.com or like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Carl's Cards. That's Carl's Cards and Collectibles, 22 West Eagle Road in Havertown, PA. Remember, Carl's, the only and best name in sports cards and collectibles. Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally German Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally German Entertainment.
Back here on the Crispy Noodle Podcast. And we threw a lot of sports talk at you, so you know what? We're going to take it easy on that, and then we're going to get into our next topic of discussion. It's time for the entertainment entree.
And now, the latest in movies.
The Simpson guy writes to movies. Dear Die Hard, you rock, especially when that guy was on the roof.
Music.
I know what that is. That's music.
Video games.
I'm Commander Shepard, and this is my favorite store on the Citadel.
Celebrities.
You really know Warren Beatty?
Yes, I do. I took a leak next to him once at the Golden Globes.
And more.
You were the all-singing, all-dancing crap of the world.
This is the Entertainment Entree.
Golf. Here's my idea for a sport. I knock a ball in a gopher hole.
Oh, you mean like pool?
Off pool. Not with a straight stick, with a little up stick. I whack a ball that goes in a gopher hole.
Oh, you mean like croquet?
Croquet. I put the hole hundreds of yards away. Great fun there! Oh, yeah, that's a great thing!
Oh, it's like a bowling thing.
No! Not straight, I put shit in the way! Like trees and bushes and high grass, so you can lose your fucking ball and go whacking away with a fucking tire iron! Whacking away, and each time you miss, you feel like you're gonna have a stroke! That's what we'll call it! A stroke, because every time you miss, you feel like you're gonna fucking die. Oh, great. Oh, here's a better part. Oh, this is brilliant. Right near the end, I'll put a flat piece with a little flag to give you fucking hope. But then I'll put a pool and a sandbox to fuck with your ball again. Ah, you'll be there trashing your ass, jerking away in the sand.
Only do this one time.
Fuck no! 18
times. And there you go. That serves as a dual purpose clip. Not only am I going to use that to transition from our sports segment to our entertainment segment, but that hilarious clip is provided by the talented Robin Williams, who unfortunately we got the news that he passed away. A pretty big blow to the acting and comedic community. And skits like that is just why we revere him so much. Just a simple bit on golf, and I'm just in stitches just reliving it.
Yeah, I think he also perfectly captured my opinions of golf as well. So thank you for that, Robin Williams. But terribly sad news. Robin Williams passed away at 63, too young,
yeah,
if you ask me.
Definitely too young. And it's also sad because we thought, you know, the last time we had heard a major news story from Robin Williams, he had checked into a rehab clinic. We thought, yeah, he was going to be on the up and up.
Yeah, voluntarily checked into a rehab clinic. So, you know, it appeared that he was seeking help for his issues, but it didn't happen that way.
But just it's sad to hear that, you know, Robin Williams, just one of the most brilliant comedic and dramatic actors, as far as I'm concerned, passed away this week. And, yeah, it's very tough, you know, for all of his fans, including myself and, Mike included.
Yes.
I mean, and personally, he was kind of a big idol for me. Not just in terms of being an actor and his comedy, but his role in Good Morning Vietnam was one of the first things I saw that led me to venture into finding out what a career in radio would be like. You know, wow. I loved that movie. I was just like, wow, if I can get away with just doing wacky stuff, saying wacky stuff into a microphone, I would love to do that 24/7. So it's a little sad to hear that he passed away. And certainly a role like Good Morning Vietnam was just one of those ones that just had a huge impact on me as a kid.
Yeah. Do you have a clip that you would like to play from Good Morning Vietnam?
You know what? Why not? Why not? Since I'm talking about it.
Yeah.
I'll, you know what? Let's do the immortal, Adrian Cronauer first broadcast on the movie Good Morning Vietnam. This is Robin Williams as the crazy, DJ Adrian Cronauer for the Army in during the Vietnam War.
Good morning, Vietnam! Hey, this is not a test. This is rock and roll. Time to rock it from the Delta to the DMZ. Is that me or does that sound like an Elvis Presley movie? Viva Da Nang. Oh, viva Da Nang. Da Nang me, why don't they get a rope and hang me? Hey, is it a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early. Speaking of early, how about that Cro-Magnon Marty Drywitz? Thank you, Marty, for silky smooth sound. Make me sound like Peggy Lee.
The wrong speed. We've got it on the wrong speed. For those of you who are recovering from a hangover, that's going to sound just right.
Let's pull it right back down again. Let's try a little faster. See if that picks it up a little bit. Let's get up on 718. Those pilots are going right now. I really like the music. I really like the music. I really like the music. Oh, still a bad song.
Hey, wait a minute. Let's try something.
Let's play this backwards and see if it gets any better.
Look, there's Nivet. Freddy is a devil. Look, there's Nivet. Freddy is a devil.
Picture a man going on a journey beyond sight and sound. He's left Crete. He's entered the demilitarized zone. All right. Hey, what is this demilitarized zone? What is a demilitarized zone? Sounds like something out of the Wizard of Oz.
Oh, no, don't go in there.
Oh, hee, ho, Ho Chi Minh.
Oh, look, you've landed in Saigon. You're among the little people now.
We represent the Arvern Army, the Arvern Army. Oh, no, follow the Ho Chi Minh Trail. Follow the Ho Chi Minh Trail.
Oh, I'll get you, my pretty! Oh, my God, it's the Wicked Witch of the North. It's Hanoi Hannah! Now, little G.I., you and your little Tudu, too!
Oh, and there you go. That is Adrian Cronauer's first broadcast in Vietnam as portrayed by Robin Williams.
Legendary. That first Good Morning Vietnam. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And yeah, that movie, I was like, that would be an awesome job to have. So, you know, that was one of the biggest influences on me as a kid growing up. And that one of my favorite Robin Williams roles.
Yeah, and he's had so many amazing roles.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, the list goes on and on. Goodwill Hunting, Mrs. Doubtfire, Patch Adams, Aladdin. I know I'm forgetting tons of them here. Dead Poets Society.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
He also had dramatic roles as well, which I've been a big fan of.
Well, Goodwill Hunting is one of them.
He was also in 1 Hour Photo, which was critically acclaimed. One of Christopher Nolan's first movie, Insomnia, which was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
With Al Pacino.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. That was sold. Pacino and Robert Williams. Sold. I had to go see it. Recently, as Theodore Roosevelt in the, Night at the Museum movies.
Yeah.
A long
list.
Yeah.
Of amazing roles, by Robin Williams.
What's one of your favorites?
One of my favorites. Oh my gosh, there's so many. But you know, we were going back looking over stuff for Robin Williams, trying to decide what to bring up, what to talk about, and I just can't get over his role in Aladdin because he is so wacky and zany, and all the voices he does, and the singing as well in that movie is amazing, and it got me thinking about the song "You Ain't Never Had a Friend Like Me," and it's so true. You know, he was, like you said, he was an inspiration to you, and he was responsible for making so many people laugh and smile. He was like a friend to a lot of people, and sadly, one that, you know, we don't have anymore now. So we will never have a friend like him ever again. I don't think
We will never have another Robin Williams.
Yeah. So if you don't mind, I'd like to play a little clip of the song.
All right. Just
to...
Hey, nay, Bob, you ain't never had a friend, never had a friend, you ain't never had a friend, never had a friend, you ain't never had a friend. There you go. Yeah. Nice little, what was that, the ending to it?
That was the ending to the song, You Ain't Never Had a Friend Like Me, yeah.
There you go.
I don't know, I just feel like it's very appropriate. Because, yeah. You know, he was a man so responsible for making so many people laugh and smile, and it's sad that, you know, sort of this weird twist of coincidence that he was suffering from depression at the end of all things, you know?
Mm.
It's very tough.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of a theme with comedians sometimes that, like,
it is.
They can entertain others, but sometimes they're not able to entertain themselves.
Well, you always get that picture of, like, the sad clown.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, without making things too down all of a sudden, we have to remember all the good times that Robin Williams gave to us.
Yeah.
Right. So just so many amazing memories. Another one that I love is has got to be Hook, where he plays a grown-up Peter Pan.
Right.
I don't know if you're familiar with that one. That one's great. He has one of the funniest insult scenes of all time. Have you ever heard it?
Is that the one with the kid?
Yeah, and they go back and forth. What's it? Rufio.
Rufio.
Rufio. Yeah. I forget the actor's name. It's oh, wait, it's right here. Dante Bosco, I think. And they go back and forth with insults. And this just shows how amazing Robin Williams is. So do you mind if I play a clip?
Yeah, no, go ahead. Play it.
So here's a clip.
Substitute chemistry teacher.
Come on, Rufio, hit a mat.
Mung tongue.
Math tutor.
Pinhead.
Prison barber.
Mother lover.
Nearsighted gynecologist.
In your face, camel cake.
In your rear, cow derriere.
Lying, crying, spying, prying, ultra pig.
You lewd, crude, rude, bag of pre-chewed food, dude.
Measuring Peter! You man! Stupid, stupid man!
Rufio, if I'm a maggot burger, why don't you just eat me? You two-toned, zebra-headed, slime-coated, pimple-farming, paramecium brain, munching on your own mucus, suffering from Peter Pan envy.
What's a paramecium brain?
I'll tell you what a paramecium is. That's a paramecium. It's a one-cell critter with no brain that can't fly. Don't mess with me, man. I'm a lawyer.
So there you go. Clip from Hook.
I think that takes some acting chops right there.
Oh, yeah. That's a good movie to see with the kids.
It is. Like it is. It's. I remember watching that all the time when I was a kid and just loving it.
So yeah, just you know, here's something else that we're forgetting: his TV roles.
Of course, yeah.
You know, Mork and Mindy and the Alien, and you know,
Nanu Nanu. And even recently, he had another show, The Crazy Ones, about an ad agency.
Yeah,
I don't know if you caught any of that. That was really funny.
Did you? Oh, did you watch it?
I did. I did watch a couple of episodes. Yeah, still doing TV roles, even you know, up until last year.
Yeah. So, you know, it sucks. It sucks to hear news.
It does. It's tough news too. Because you think back to all the great memories, all the, you know, the funny moments, the dramatic moments, the inspirational moments. It's just sad that, you know, it had to come to an end, and too soon too.
Yeah. So unfortunately, very tough news for us to report. Here on the Crispy Noodle Podcast, as one of our favorite actors and comedians, Robin Williams, has passed away at the age of 63. Yeah, it's just it sucks. It does.
It does. But you know, it's not all wackiness and humor and sad news. There was inspiration there too, wasn't there, Rich?
Yeah. For one thing, if there's one thing that you can do, it's after the podcast is over. Go and rent a Robin Williams movie and enjoy his legendary performance or some of his stand-up bits and enjoy some of those as well. For me, when it comes to ultimate inspiration, though, if you want a straight shot of adrenaline and inspiration, I think you look no further than Dead Poets Society. And this scene here, I think this will close out our Robin Williams tribute here. This is the scene. It's one of the very first scenes in the movie, actually, when Robin Williams, as the fun, youthful teacher, talks about seizing the day, the phrase carpe diem. Let's play the clip.
Gather ye rosebuds while ye may. The Latin term for that sentiment is carpe diem. Now, who knows what that means? Carpe diem. That's seize the day.
Very good.
Seize the day. Gather ye rosebuds while ye may. Why does the writer use these lines?
Because he's in a hurry.
No. Ding. Thank you for playing anyway. Because we are food for worms, lads. Because believe it or not, each and every one of us in this room is one day going to stop breathing, turn cold, and die. I'd like you to step forward over here and peruse some of the faces from the past. You've walked past them many times. I don't think you've really looked at them. They're not that different from you, are they? Same haircuts, full of hormones, just like you. Invincible, just like you feel. The world is their oyster. They believe they're destined for great things, just like many of you. Their eyes are full of hope, just like you. Did they wait until it was too late to make from their lives even one iota of what they were capable? Because you see, gentlemen, these boys are now fertilizing daffodils. But if you listen real close, you can hear them whisper their legacy to you. Listen, you hear it? Carpe diem. Seize the day, boys. Make your lives extraordinary.
And there you go. I think that's great sentiment.
And he did make his life extraordinary.
Yeah.
I almost forgot to mention this. One last quick thing. A statement from President Barack Obama regarding Robin Williams. And I think this fits nicely with that about making your life extraordinary and seizing the day. President Obama says, Robin Williams was an airman, a doctor, a genie, a nanny, a president, a professor, a bangarang, Peter Pan, and everything in between. But he was one of a kind. He arrived in our lives as an alien, but he ended up touching every element of the human spirit. He made us laugh. He made us cry. He gave his immeasurable talent freely and generously to those who needed it most, from our troops stationed abroad to the marginalized on our own streets.
Wow, there you go. Very kind words from President Obama on Robin Williams. But there you go. What a legend, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, in both film and comedy.
Yeah. Robin Williams, unfortunately, sad news to note, passed away at the age of 63. All right, let's get into the entertainment entree that we had planned before that news broke this week. And this is some video game news that we're about to cover here.
That's right. The first topic of which covers one of our favorite franchises of all time, Rich.
It's time for some BioShock news. Oh, yeah. You got to love that music.
Got to get the music going. Well, now you can listen to that music while playing the BioShock games from your iOS device, Rich.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's been announced that BioShock will be releasing for iOS devices. What do you think about this? Good thing, bad thing?
Well, I mean, it's a good thing, you know, for those that may not have had a chance to play it and they might prefer iOS gaming as opposed to console gaming or PC gaming. So I think in that way it's cool that we can that we're able to download a port of the legendary BioShock game to these mobile devices.
Right. And 2K is saying that it's going to be a premium game priced somewhere in the premium range, so $10 to $30. That seems a little steep, don't you think, for a game that's been out 7 years?
It might be a little, that might be a little expensive. But you know what? It's BioShock. It's worth the price. It really is.
Yeah.
If you've never played it and you love playing games on your Apple device, this is worth it.
Yeah, and you know what? There's so many people with smartphones and tablets that probably don't own systems at all.
Yeah.
So this is definitely the way for them to experience it. Will you be repurchasing it for iOS, though, Rich?
I don't know. I might be, because I have an iPad.
Oh, yeah? So you're thinking about taking BioShock with you wherever you go?
Maybe. That's a cool feature. I can always have BioShock on the go. But I don't know. I think it's going to be cooler for people that may not have had the chance to play it.
Yeah.
And now it's coming out on iOS. So now they'll download it and enjoy it.
Yeah. I think, you know, you can never have too much BioShock.
No. And you know, we'll see how well it fares. I mean, I know the Grand Theft Auto series, they've been releasing, the old PlayStation 2 games.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they've been releasing them onto iOS to great success.
Yeah. They've seen a lot of success on, the iPhone and the iPad. So I guess it makes sense for other developers to jump on that bandwagon. So my question is, though, why aren't they also looking at porting these BioShock games to the next-gen consoles and the PlayStation Vita? Why iOS? You don't really go to iOS for first-person shooters. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does seem like it'll be a little out of place.
Yeah, and you know the control scheme, I don't know. I just never have been able to play those types of games on a touchscreen, personally.
Yeah, it can be a little frustrating.
Yeah.
I think it's to reach a different audience, kind of audience.
I think that's a good point.
But hey, I hope it comes to, you know, the next generation consoles, because I would redown. I would probably go buy a PlayStation 4 and redownload
for a complete series collection. Maybe?
Yeah. If they do a complete BioShock collection.
Yeah, 1, 2, and Infinite, and the DLCs like Minerva's Den and Burial at Sea.
Right.
Yeah, that'd be a nice collection to have.
Yeah, that would be worth whatever price they slap onto it.
Well, not whatever price.
I mean, don't gouge out my wallet here.
Let's not get carried away. You know how some of these developers think.
I guess you're right.
You know, you were just complaining, what was it, 2 weeks ago about the Mass Effect DLC prices.
Oh, my God.
So,
yeah.
You know, if you give them a chance, Rich, they will gladly charge $100 for this package.
As they will with Mass Effect.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I'm doomed.
But anyway, so anybody that has not yet played BioShock on PlayStation 3, Xbox 360, or PC, you can pick it up on iOS sometime this summer. And it's also compatible with third-party controllers, I think. So maybe if you have a problem with the control scheme, you can pick up a third-party controller and use it.
Oh,
yeah.
That's cool. So, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they have these little Bluetooth controllers that like plug into the phone. I've never used one, but you know, for serious gamers that are looking for BioShock on the go,
this is designed for if you travel a lot.
Yeah, yeah, if you travel a lot and you really need to play BioShock, you know, on the train or the plane.
Yeah,
you know,
that
while you're driving, people.
That urge for Adam and Eve. Or,
well, it is addicting.
Yeah, right. You know? There you go.
And that's the whole point of the first
You need that
plasmid
BioShock. On the run.
Yeah, exactly.
Plasmid on the run. BioShock.
I'm sure there's probably a plasmid for that. You know what I mean?
So there you go. Exciting news. If you're a fan of the BioShock series, it will be coming out to the iOS platform. And with that, we got one more video game story here. Apparently EA Access is coming to town for Xbox users.
Yes, EA Access is a new subscription service for Xbox One gamers in which users will pay $5 a month and they can download EA titles. They can download a backlog of EA titles, so they can download, you know, the Madden games and the Battlefield games and FIFA and Peggle, apparently, is very popular.
Peggle!
Yeah, exactly. They will also receive a 10% discount on games and DLC and a cool new early access feature that allows gamers to try brand new games for five days before the official release date. So you get all this for $5 a month. But it's only EA titles. That's the thing to remember. It's not all games. It's just a very select group of games. And right now, they've only announced Battlefield 4, Peggle 2, FIFA 14, and Madden NFL 25. So you can download them to your console for $5 a month.
25?
Madden NFL 25, yes.
25?
Yes, 25.
Oh, right.
It's the 25th anniversary. Yeah, I know.
That's stupid.
It's the 25th anniversary. Stupid. Yeah. I don't know what year that...
I was like, what are you talking about? 25? Yeah,
Madden NFL 25.
It's not the year 25.
No, not yet. You know, it's going to be a real big problem when we do get to 2025. What are they going to do? Madden NFL 25 2?
Madden.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. 25 part 2.
It's almost like the Xbox One. You mean the original? No, the One.
The One.
Yeah. The One. Yeah. Xbox is just walking on water and turning water into wine. but anyway, so EA Access is coming to Xbox One. Now, here's a little bit of controversy surrounding this. Because Sony is not getting in on the ground floor of this subscription service. Sony claims that it doesn't represent good value to the customers. The exact quote is this. A Sony representative has said, quote, PlayStation Plus memberships are up more than 200% since the launch of PlayStation 4, which shows that gamers are looking for membership that offers a multitude of services across various devices for one low price. We don't think asking our fans to pay an additional $5 a month for this EA-specific program represents good value to the PlayStation gamer. So what do you think about that, Rich? The fact that Sony doesn't want in on this deal.
Well, I mean, it's cool that Sony is outright calling EA on their BS.
Yeah.
I like that element. But at the same time, they kind of don't really have the moral high ground to stand on.
No, they
when
don't.
When they had to force people to buy PlayStation Plus if you want to play online, if you have a PS4.
Yeah, and also, this is generating some extra controversy because it's in the midst of this sort of backlash against PlayStation Now rental prices. I think we've covered this before, how expensive PlayStation Now rental prices are. Of course, PlayStation Now is the rental service where you can rent previous generation PlayStation 3 games on the PlayStation 4. The problem is some of the rental prices are very costly. We're talking $15 for 3 months of play when just buying the game outright would cost you the same amount of money. So gamers are a little upset. They're saying, well, how can they say it's not good value when they're gouging us with their own service?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's a fair comparison.
Yeah, of course, PlayStation Now is not in the final version. It's still in open beta, and it's going to change. Being PlayStation gamers, we won't get EA Access anyway.
Yeah, go have fun with that, Xbox.
Yeah, so if it ends up being great, we're going to be the butt of all the jokes. But if it ends up being bad, then we can sit back and laugh our asses off.
Yeah, I think that's a good position to be in. I don't want to deal with EA anyway, so go ahead. Have fun with that, Xbox users. Have fun with that.
Yeah, I don't want to deal with EA until Mass Effect 4 comes out.
Yes.
And I stand by that.
Yes. So there you go. A little bit of video game news as well to wrap up this entertainment entree portion of the show. But, you know, it was necessary because you never know what could be coming down the pike in terms of your video game experience. And there you go. Things to note there. But with that, we're going to take a little bit of a break before we get into one of the craziest portions of the show. Isn't that right, Mike?
That's right. It's one of my favorites. It's the non-fortune cookie odd news.
Yep. So don't go anywhere. Your weekly dose of odd news. And hey, it's all new because we're back on vacation.
Oh, I'm so pumped.
Yeah. So don't go anywhere. More of the Crispy Noodle Podcast coming up. We'll be right back.
Trash City Beads, the great bead store with the weird name, selling beads and findings for over 25 years. Visit us online at trashcity.com. Like us on Facebook at Trash City Beads. Unique beads, charms, crystals, and findings from all over the world at wholesale prices. No store, no showroom, we are online only. Visit us at trashcity.com. Trash City Beads is your online source for the best beads on the planet. Remember the name, Trash City Beads.
Are you in the market for a quality used car? Have problems trusting fly-by-night used car dealerships? Check out Ken Nolan's Plymouth Meeting Auto Sales. Ken has been in business for almost 30 years, selling cars not only to people all over the Philadelphia area, but now worldwide, thanks to our website at www.plymouthmeetingautosales.com. At Plymouth Meeting Auto Sales, we have cars for all size wallets, inexpensive cars under $3,000, to classic cars and even dump trucks. Stop on in. That's Plymouth Meeting Auto Sales, 1215 Ridge Pike, Conshohocken, PA, or call 610-828-4427.
Yeah, we're back here on the Crispy Noodle Podcast, rocking out here late at night. Why not? And coming up is one of the most interesting, crazy, just enthusiastic, driven, nuts, maniac portions of the show. That wasn't even adjectives.
No, it wasn't. I don't know what that was.
That just shows you the craziness. That is the next segment, because it's time for our odd news segment. What do we call it?
We call it the Non-Fortune Cookie Odd News.
So sit back, get everything you need to get from the kitchen. Be sure and empty the bladders and go to the bathroom, because you're in for a hell of a ride.
The point is, you now have the ability to be happy.
In your face! Ha ha!
Yep, so there you go. Time for the odd news for this week, and boy, it feels like a good return here.
Yeah, we do now have the ability to be happy because we are back with Yes, because we are back with brand new odd news. And for those that don't know, here in the Non-Fortune Cookie Odd News, Rich researches the news, he reads the news, and I react to the news. All my reactions are my gut reactions. This is my genuine reactions to my first time hearing these stories. Rich keeps them secret and hidden from me, so I have no idea what's about to happen. It's always a surprise for me, for the audience, and for Rich, because, you know, we just go on wild tangents all the time.
Yeah, you never know where the odd news might take you.
I love this goat right now.
Exactly.
Like that. We never knew Mike loved goats so much until the odd news.
It's a secret passion of mine, goats.
I love this goat right now.
There you go.
Why do I say the things I say? I'll never know.
It's your secret passion.
I'm driven to say these wild things because of the odd news. So, Rich, without further delay, what is the first odd news story back from vacation? I'm super excited to get into it.
All right, let's dive into some new odd news here.
Make it a good one.
All right. Well, you know what? Let me do this one before we get started. Because we had a little bit of a theme going on within the last couple of weeks before we went on vacation.
Oh, God. Wait. Okay, go ahead.
You want to guess?
Is it people sticking things where they shouldn't be?
No, we had that.
Stupid criminals?
No.
Okay.
What other themes
did we have?
This is a theme of people setting fire to their houses.
Oh, no, not this. Did somebody else light their house on fire to kill a bug?
Yep.
Are you kidding me?
Yep, it happened again.
Again? Why did it happen the first two times?
Well, this story comes from England. A man...
England, there you go.
What the hell is going on there?
I don't think we've ever been to England, now that I think about it.
Well, a man accidentally set fire to his house after he was trying to get rid of some ants in his Rotherham home in England.
No, it's never on accident. If you are using fire to kill bugs that are crawling across your walls and your floors, the walls and floors will catch fire.
No, really?
I mean, oh my God. All right, go ahead. So why? I want to know the exact circumstances of this. Yeah. Oh, that's it. That's the story.
Yeah,
what do we got?
That's the story.
What do we got
fire.
What do we got for our second story? No, but really, what are the circumstances for this ridiculousness?
Well, the man decided to douse an ant's nest that he found in petrol before he set it on fire. Flames quickly spread along a garden path that led to the man's house catching on fire.
I'm sorry. I just find this, I could just picture him watching this happen in slow motion as the fire slowly creeps towards his house and he's realizing,
oh,
this
no.
was a very, very bad idea.
The fire was so hot because of the petrol, it started to melt the plastic guttering, plastic
God.
Window frames, and garden chairs that were around the backyard.
Oh, man.
Wow. So there was no hope for this.
No, no.
You
this
used
was...
petrol.
Look, I mean, it was doomed from the very start when you decided to light an anthill on fire. Was it an anthill? What was it that he was lighting on fire?
An ant's nest.
An ant's nest. Okay.
A fire service spokesperson said, quote, using petrol to eliminate an ant's nest is a first for us. We always tell people never to use petrol or other accelerants to get a fire going. This is a classic example of how even a small fire can quickly develop into a much more serious incident. So please, folks, don't use petrol.
It would seem like this doesn't need saying, but I guess it does.
It does. This is the odd news. And people are on fire. Houses are on fire. People on fire. Ants are on fire. Fire for everybody.
Fire for everybody.
There you go.
Everyone gets a free fire.
One free fire.
One free fire.
Make a coupon.
Buy one, get one free.
Ooh. So there you go. That's our first story.
Free fire for everyone.
Free fire for everybody.
Wow. All right. So one guy lights his house on fire. What happens in our second story, Rich?
All right. This story is, I think, one of the funniest stories, if you imagine it.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
But let's start it off.
I'm worried now.
It's also in England. Another England
really?
Story. Yeah.
Oh, geez.
An Englishman was busted after he was caught pretending to be a ghost in a Portsmouth, England cemetery.
Okay. All right. Is this a major concern in England, pretending to be ghosts?
Well, Anthony Stollard was seen late at night around in a Kingston cemetery. And oh, that's the name of the cemetery, Kingston
okay.
Cemetery. And police went to investigate. The official Portsmouth Magistrates Court report says the following. This is actually on the court report.
Okay.
The suspect was throwing himself backwards, waving his arm about, going, woo, and was pretending to be a ghost.
Did they really have to write that in the report?
It says it right here in the report. Woo.
Oh, my God, it does.
Nobody says woo around here except me. Woo! 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 Woo!
No, not Ric Flair, but close.
You know what this reminds me of, actually?
What?
There's a famous Who's Line clip.
We'll pick up, see who it is. Hello? Hello? My God, all the dogs in the city are howling. There must be trouble.
It must be the Joker.
The Joker. Hang on, Robin. I'm going to start up the most powerful car engine in the world. Are you ready?
Yep. I sure wish those ghosts would leave.
Are you ready, Robin?
All right, this is a car engine.
Oh, my gosh. That skit. Was,
oh, my God.
Those two ladies had no idea what that game was, so all they did
no.
was go, ooh.
Ooh. This was one of those ladies.
Yes. Dressed up as a man.
Dressed up as a man, dressed up as a ghost. In a different country.
In a different country.
Oh, you realize now we're just going to go woo throughout the entire episode. Woo! Okay, so what was the rest of the odd news story?
All right, well, to go back to the story, 24-year-old Stollard was arrested and charged with using threatening or abusive words or behavior likely to cause distress.
All that for pretending to be a ghost?
Yeah. Ooh! That's very threatening.
Yeah, very threatening. I can just see the police officer. Oh, my God. It's a real ghost.
Ooh!
Oh.
During his court appearance, Stallard pleaded guilty. He's like, yeah, you got me.
He pled guilty to being a ghost.
Yeah. I would have gotten away for it if it wasn't for you meddling cops.
So he's a Scooby-Doo villain now.
Yeah.
People are going to turn us on and go, what are they doing? Stallard
was fined $60 and ordered to pay an additional $67 in other legal costs. He also has 3 months now added to an existing 12-month probation he has already been sentenced to.
All that because he was pretending to be a ghost.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. He wanted to do it.
I guess so.
I just want you to imagine some guy just in a cemetery
flailing around,
just flailing his arms,
screaming, "Woo!"
Going, "Woo!"
Oh my gosh!
Just that makes me laugh.
I just picture him running around flailing his arms about.
Yeah.
Who was he pretending to be a ghost for? Just for his own sake. That's his idea of a night out. You're like, you know what? I'm going to go to the cemetery, and I'm going to be a ghost, damn it.
And I'm going to freak people out. Woo!
But there was nobody around.
I'm going to freak the police out.
Woo! There you go.
Woo! Oh, kinky.
There you go. Another ooh.
Yeah. I didn't realize how many ooh clips we have.
We probably have more. But there's
nobody says woo around here except me. Enough!
And a little hoo-ah thrown in there.
Yeah. You always have to have a little hoo-ah.
Hoo-ah!
You know what? He probably also has a blanket on him, too.
Probably. With like misshapen holes cut out for eyes. And it's like too short, so it's just like goes down to his knees.
I'm totally a ghost.
Yeah.
With my human legs. It's a tactic to scare off people who think I'm not a ghost.
They will never suspect it.
Yeah. It's reverse psychology.
Exactly.
That
a
ghost is using. I like that.
The ghosts are reverse psychologists.
Yes.
I don't think that's a thing.
Ooh.
Oh, kinky.
Boy. There you go. That was a fun story to come across.
Yes, it was. So England already starting it off strong.
Yeah. All right. Ready for our next story here?
Of course.
All right. Well, this one is Canada.
Oh, Canada, land of hockey and maple syrup. What does it have to do with Canada?
I don't know.
Ooh. From now on, whenever one of us gets stuck, just go, ooh. We'll make it an inside joke. Yeah, people will have no idea what's happening.
Try that at home.
Yeah, try that at home, kids.
Next time there's an awkward silence in your next conversation, just go, ooh.
Yeah, that'll make it much better and much less awkward.
It'll be more interesting.
That it will be.
Ooh. All right, we got to get to the next story.
Okay, so what happened in the glorious northern land of Canada?
All right, let's do it. A Canadian man who was stuck inside of a clothing donation bin for 3 hours apparently didn't have time in the donation bin to locate a pair of pants for himself.
Really?
Yep.
You're stuck in a clothing bin and you can't manage to find pants?
Someone heard a man screaming from inside the bin and alerted authorities. It took an emergency crew about a half an hour to rescue the man from the bin. When he was finally freed, the man left the Developmental Disabilities Association bin with only a shirt and boxer shorts on. So this whole time there wasn't a pair of pants in there?
Or maybe he just couldn't find his size.
Yeah, that could be frustrating. That could, yeah.
Or maybe he lost his pants in the bin and that's why he was in there. He was trying to get them back and just couldn't find them.
Oh no, these are the pants I'm wearing. These shouldn't be donated.
You're just taking, you're taking your bags of donated clothes. Oh my God, where did my pants go? Did I put them in there too?
Oh no, I put them in the bag.
How does that accidentally happen? You're packing up, you're taking your belt off. Oh my God.
Well, here's the kicker to the story. After he was freed, the man escaped and was able to roll away on his skateboard before authorities could question why he was in the bin.
Where the hell did he get the skateboard from?
I guess it was like around the corner.
Was this a police skateboard that he apprehended?
Is this Marty McFly?
Like, what's happening?
He's Canada, that good on a skateboard?
Canada is so weird. Where the hell did he get a skateboard from? So he escaped and he rolled away on a skateboard with no pants on.
Yeah, this guy, I'm telling you, this guy sounds like Marty McFly.
I think he is. I think he is Marty McFly.
All he's, you know, he's trailing behind a car and zooming away.
Yeah. And Doc Brown just comes out of nowhere. Where we are going, we don't need roads.
We just need skateboards and pants.
Pants, yeah. Pants! We really need pants where we're going!
Yeah, no, there's no era of time where pants are not necessary.
Yes.
That's kind of a big flaw in your plan, Marty.
Always wear your pants when time traveling.
Yes. That lessons
that or skateboarding.
You learn. Lessons you learn here on the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
Oh, we have a segment for that later on.
If you're gonna time travel, wear pants. No matter what era you're going to.
Oh, I'm digging this song, man.
Yeah, Huey Lewis in the News. Why not? So there you go.
Oh, wow.
Pretty sure that was Marty McFly. he was able to evade the authorities that quickly. That's pretty impressive.
Canada, how awful are your cops that people are escaping on skateboards? Like, I know you have those Mounties on horseback and everything, but even they should be faster than a skateboard.
Yeah.
I still want to know where he got the skateboard from. Where were they keeping him? A playground? Like, what was... Jeez, the incompetence. Anyway.
Well, yep, no one is sure how or why the man ended up in the bin because he got away.
All right.
Marty McFly got away.
Marty McFly was...
Without pants got away. Was...
Marty McFly was looking for clothes, but he couldn't find any pants, and then he escaped on a skateboard in Canada.
All right, ready for our next story here?
Yes.
All right, and guess what?
What?
I've got a local story here.
Oh, no.
Yep, time for some local news.
Oh, how local is this one?
Within a drive.
Okay.
This takes place in Berks County, more specifically Leesport, Pennsylvania, which is not that far away.
Okay.
I'd say about an hour drive.
All right. So what happened in Berks County?
Well, it's another reoccurring theme.
Oh, God.
Pennsylvania police were unable to stay neutral about a man who allegedly tried to steal more than $200 worth of Swiss cheese by sticking them
in
his pants.
No.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
I refuse to believe another guy is sticking Swiss cheese on his junk.
Yep.
I mean, why is this...
Not just the Norristown Swiss cheese pervert. Now we have the Leesport Swiss cheese pervert.
Why is this a PA thing?
I don't know.
Why are we the Swiss cheese people?
I don't know. We just, there's something with Swiss cheese that just gets
just
us on.
Just turns off. Us on, yeah.
Well, it was very erotic. Yes, indeed. It was erotic.
Ooh, Swiss cheese, all those holes. Ooh, yeah.
That's going to be your Hot Pocket clip.
Well, it was very erotic. Yes, indeed. It was erotic.
I don't know. There's just...
Something about it. Yeah, we just love our Swiss cheese, I guess.
Eastern Pennsylvania, I don't know.
It just gets us all worked up.
Well, it was very erotic. Yes, indeed. It was erotic.
Elijah Eason was charged with theft and was brought to the Berks County Jail after he was caught with four logs. I never heard it being described as that. Four logs of Swiss cheese crammed in his pants.
Let me tell you something. When you have to measure the amount of cheese you stole in terms of logs, you have way too much cheese, okay?
Well, it was very erotic. Yes, indeed. It was erotic.
I've never heard of that. Four logs.
Logs.
Of Swiss cheese. So how, wait, in the beginning of the story, you mentioned how many pounds was it? What was it?
$200 worth of
Swiss cheese. Oh, $200 worth. That's still a lot of cheese.
Each log is worth $50 about.
Oh my gosh. How much cheese was this then?
Four logs. So I guess.
How big is a log?
I guess when you go to the deli counter.
That whole thing?
I guess that's a log.
He stole four of them?
Yeah.
What the hell was he going to do with all this cheese?
He was going to have some fun.
Well, it was very erotic. Yes, indeed. It was erotic.
A store security officer outside the giant food store reported seeing Eason waddling when he walked.
Wait, is that cheese in your pocket or are you just happy to see me? Right?
The store
waddling away with four logs of cheese. That had to have looked suspicious.
Yeah. The store security officer then followed Eason as he walked to his car outside. When the officer confronted Eason about the cheesy contents in his chinos, he responded, "What cheese? What are you talking about?"
As he pulls one out and takes a bite.
Police searched Eason and discovered the cheese immediately. He was
no
taken.
Kidding.
Yeah.
How could they miss that cheese?
This is logs of
this
cheese.
This is
here.
Logs of cheese.
Logs.
Look, if a store employee can notice you waddling with big, huge bulges of cheese in your pants, obviously, you're not going to get away with it.
After he was taken into custody, officers were able to link Eason to a previous cheese theft in the area.
What? Oh, my God. So he's been doing this before.
Yep. And it was at another giant store.
How much Swiss cheese did he get away with the first time? Do we know?
It is unknown, but it was clear that in the surveillance video, he also had visual bulges in the legs of his pants.
Well, it was very erotic. Yes, indeed. It was erotic.
Yeah. How does he even get access to four logs of Swiss cheese?
I guess he runs behind the deli counter when they're not looking. I don't know.
And nobody notices this? Like some random dude just leaping over the deli counter and grabbing every log of cheese in sight?
These logs are mine!
Well, it was very erotic. Yes, indeed. It was erotic.
He's very defensive of his cheese logs.
Yeah, obviously. I just want to know
what he's doing with the cheese.
I want to know why the hell Swiss cheese apparently just turns people on here in Eastern Pennsylvania.
Why is this a PA thing all of a sudden?
Yeah.
With Swiss cheese.
What the hell? First Norristown, now Leesport.
Oh man. If we get another cheese story from PA, I'm just going to lose it.
Yeah, something with cheese, man.
I don't even like Swiss cheese. And give me some cheddar or pepper jack. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or provolone or mozzarella. What's your favorite type of cheese, Rich?
It depends on the sandwich.
Is it Swiss?
I do like Swiss.
Do you?
I do.
But I like Swiss on certain
things. I wouldn't shove it down my pants.
Not even four logs of it?
No.
Well, it was very erotic. Yes, indeed. It was erotic.
Yeah, no,
have you ever been in possession of a log of cheese?
No, I've never had a log. I didn't even know that's the term.
I didn't even know it came in logs.
I didn't even know that's the actual term, logs of Swiss cheese.
I've heard of cheese wheels and, you know, little basket cheeses and
Cheese whiz.
Yeah, the little cheese box you get, but a log?
A log.
Jesus.
And this guy had four of them down his pants.
He could have came up with a better escape plan than just shoving them down his pants.
This cannot be made good. It's shameful. It's a shameful, shameful day!
Yeah. And the worst part is they're going to have to throw that cheese out.
Yeah, because it's been down his pants.
Yeah, no one's going to want to buy pants
cheese. That sounds awful.
Yeah.
Do you want some pants cheese?
Half off.
It's only slightly warm. Oh, that's awful. Oh, my gosh. It's a PA specialty, pants cheese.
Yeah, obviously. Come to Pennsylvania.
For pants cheese.
Swiss pants cheese.
Mmm, so tasty.
Mmm.
Yum. All right.
There you go. That's our local story for this week.
Pants cheese. I don't know.
Something about Swiss cheese in the area, I don't know, causes people to do dumb things here.
We just can't contain ourselves when we see Swiss cheese. We just go wild.
Yeah, it's all the holes.
Shove it down our pants.
It's all the holes.
It's the holes.
Yeah. Ooh.
Well, it was very erotic. Yes, indeed. It was erotic.
Oh, boy. All right. So what do we got next in the odd news?
All right. Well, guess what? It's time for our obligatory Florida stories.
Now, who is this guy in Florida?
It's Florida, and they're crazy.
Yeah.
We got to have Florida stories.
Yep. For those that are new to the podcast, we always seem to have a Florida story in the odd news segment. It just always seems to happen.
That's right. And we have, like, a very oddly large amount of these stories as well.
Yeah.
It's Florida, and they're crazy.
Well, this week I've got two for you.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Here's the first one. A woman who allegedly swiped a bag of Raisinettes from a local Cumberland Farms gas station in Florida felt that her candy caper was completely justified because, quote, I'm a god.
Don't make me assume my ultimate form.
Yeah.
Are you serious? She thinks she's a god?
Don't make me assume my ultimate form.
That's amazing. I just picture her just waltzing out and be like, I am a god! Bow before me!
Assuming direct control.
That would be something if she talks like the Reapers from Mass Effect.
Yeah.
Assuming direct control.
I'm assuming Raisinette control.
Assuming direct control.
52-year-old Nancy Mullis was seen taking a $2.99 bag of Raisinettes.
All this stupid candy. This is so stupid. This is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard of. Oh my god. Okay. I'm always amazed at the lengths people will go to for like the cheapest, stupidest things ever.
52-year-old Nancy Mullis was seen taking a $2.99 bag of Raisinettes and then leaving the gas station. Once she was outside, the suspect flaunted the Raisinettes around at people.
Because she's a god.
Yeah. Behold!
Behold the Raisinettes!
That I've gotten for the price of $0.00.
Assuming direct control.
Behold your lord and savior, Raisinette woman. I have stolen these Raisinettes. I have emancipated them from the tyranny of the gas station.
Well, the 52-year-old was given a trespass warning and a court summons for the theft. Then, later on in the day, Mullis decided to go to the next door, to the store that was next door, which was a discount Family Dollar. And there she really caused the scene.
Oh, boy. So she got off with the first crime, and she went back into the store next door?
Yep.
Okay.
She went into the discount Family Dollar and started to wave her arms wildly and curse at people.
Okay.
The official court affidavit says Mullis was stating that, I'm a god, and I can do whatever I want. Okay. That was when Mullis decided to flip over newspaper stands and knock items off of shelves at the Family Dollar store.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't make me assume my ultimate form!
Because that's what gods do.
Yeah.
They take it out on the local dollar store.
Yeah, they're very godly, apparently.
Don't make me assume my ultimate form!
That was when police were called and the sacred suspect was arrested on a disorderly conduct charge. And her second trespass warning.
You can't arrest a god, Rich.
Yeah.
Blasphemy.
Don't make me assume my ultimate form.
She's a god.
Oh, I just realized I've been saying, oh my god, I'm praying to her.
Oh no.
Oh no.
You're taking her name in vain.
Oh no. What does that mean? I'm in danger from Raisinette Lord.
Raisinette Lord.
Raisinette Lord.
Ray. When someone asks you if you're a god, you say, yes!
There you go. If someone asks you if you're a god, you say yes.
Of course.
She was following Ghostbusters logic.
Exactly. Ghostbusters logic never fails.
Except for the fact that nobody asked her if she was a god. They just asked her, what are you doing?
Oh, that's true. I love that. I love the fact that she thought she was a god. And that allowed her to steal Raisinets.
Yep.
If she had asked nicely, somebody probably would have just bought it for her.
Yeah, $3.
Hey, come on, $3.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, ready for our next story here?
Yes.
All right, and it's our second Florida story.
Now, who is this guy in Florida?
It's Florida, and they're crazy.
All right, let's do this one here. A Florida man was hit with a charge of driving under the influence after he was driving a tractor around Vero Beach, Florida, and dancing naked in the seat.
Okay. That's talent right there.
Well, it was very erotic. Yes, indeed. It was erotic.
That's talent to drive around while dancing naked.
Yep. Well, at some point during the tractor trip, Elias Velez Morales also urinated on himself.
Oh, of course.
That was when he decided to take off his clothes and go naked.
Well, that makes sense. You know, you got piss everywhere, so you got to take the clothes off, right?
Yeah.
It all seems logical to me.
Well, because he was naked, he had his genitals exposed, and that was when families called.
Really? Is that what being naked means? I love these news reports. He was naked, so his genitals were flopping around freely in the air.
Yep.
And in case you didn't know what nude meant.
No, just in case.
Just in case.
We want to make sure everyone's on the same level here.
Genitals, of course, are. I mean, like, how much detail do these stories need? But anyway.
You know what it is? It's probably like some guy's first news story.
He's like,
and this is what he's
how do I write this
do?
Crap?
Yeah. Well, since he had his genitals exposed, that's when neighbors called the cops on him. An investigator approached the 24-year-old. The officer noted that Velez Morales appeared to be so intoxicated that, quote, he did not know his name or his address.
Oh, wow.
Wow. You're really out
bad.
Of it.
I mean, you know, there's also the part about him pissing himself and taking his clothes off while riding a tractor.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Velez Morales did say that, quote, I had three beers. I think you had a little more than that.
Just a tad more than that, maybe.
You had three beers in the middle of two shots that you're doing in between each of those.
Maybe multiply that by like four or five.
Yeah, and you'd be closer.
I had half a beer, officer.
Well, unfortunately, the tractor is considered a moving vehicle, so he gets a DUI. Plus a disorderly conduct for being naked, and it turns out he didn't have a license. So he also gets charged with driving without a license.
But do you need a license to drive a tractor?
I guess in Florida you do?
I guess. I don't know.
It's Florida, and they're crazy.
Yeah,
well there
know.
You go. That sums it up.
So there you go. This guy got drunk, drove a tractor,
pissed
peed on himself, took his clothes off.
Danced.
and he was dancing on the seat, too.
Yep. All that without a license. So you see, people, the moral of the story is you need a license to dance naked on a tractor.
Dancing naked on a seat.
Oh, are you going to serenade us with a song, Rich?
I don't know. That's my mental image. He's singing to himself.
Dancing naked
on a seat.
Got my genitals out. That's what it means to be nude.
There you go.
And I've only had three beers.
I'm not drunk yet.
I'm not drunk yet. I'm just naked on a tractor.
Yeah. What, you've never been naked on a tractor?
Yeah.
That's Florida.
It's Florida. It happens every other day.
Yeah, that's like a pastime in Florida.
That's Tuesday night.
It's Florida, and they're crazy.
So there you go. Our batch of Florida stories.
Thank God for Florida. Thank Raisinette Lord for Florida.
Yes.
I'm going to start praying to Raisinette Lord.
Dear Raisinette Lord. our Raisinette Lord,
who art in Florida.
Hallowed be thy candy aisle. Thy Cumberland Farms gas station comes. Thy will be done on Earth as it is in the gas station. Give us this day our daily raisinettes.
Oh my God.
And forgive all those who question the godness that is the raisinette god. Amen.
Amen. That was amazing. I love the distinction you make between the gas station and the real world.
Yeah. It's two different worlds. Two
different worlds. The gas station and our world are two different worlds.
That's the rules in Florida.
It's Florida and they're crazy.
All right. Ready for our next story?
Yes.
All right. Let's move out of Florida. This next story is Oklahoma. It's normal to be nervous prior to the first day of school or before starting a new job. But it's important to remember to keep your composure and your pants.
Why is everyone trying to take their pants off?
Yeah, that's the theme of this odd news.
This is the theme of the episode.
People don't have pants.
Just pants off. Pants at the ground. People go crazy.
Yeah. Well, also staying sober would probably be a good start as well. The story, a newly hired public school teacher who seemingly wasn't able to accomplish any of these things was booked on a public intoxication complaint after she showed up to school drunk and without any pants on her first day on the job.
That's bad. That's real bad. If you can't keep it together to even put pants on before leaving the house, come on. That's really bad.
49-year-old Lori Hill was found in an empty classroom at Wagoner High School. She was, quote, disoriented and without pants when teachers found her. This is the first day of class that this happened.
So this is, like, the school year hasn't even started yet. First thing in the morning.
This is her first day public school teacher.
Okay, this is her first day as a public school teacher.
And she showed up drunk and without any pants.
God, that's bad.
Two other teachers found the 49-year-old and called police. Police Chief Bob Haley said that, quote, she was found in a room, kind of disoriented. By the time we got there, she was in a room and randomly found a pair of shorts to wear. Whose shorts did she take?
Whose pants did she steal?
Yeah.
Hey, where did my pants go? It was that guy who lost his pants. It all comes full circle.
Yeah.
See, he didn't donate them. He had them stolen.
And then ran to the clothing bin and figured, hey, I could probably find one that's my size.
Ran across several states to get to a clothing bin.
Yeah. The suspect then admitted that she had been drinking throughout the morning. And she was sent home.
Well, that's good, I guess. Probably.
That's not a good first start.
No.
Not a good first impression.
When you get fired from your job before actually starting it, that's usually a bad sign.
Yeah, when you show up.
Don't put that one on your resume.
When you show up the first day without pants and you're drunk.
Unless you're applying for a porno. What other profession do you show up without pants? Okay, name me another profession where you show up without... Where showing up without pants is, like, totally legit.
Swimming!
Yeah! Okay.
Yeah, take that.
All right, swimming and porn.
Well, it was very erotic. Yes, indeed. It was erotic.
All right, for our next story here?
Okay. Everyone's been pantsless in this episode.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. That's the theme of this episode. People don't have pants.
People don't have pants.
How about this? Let's go to a drug store. We haven't had a drug store yet.
You sound so uplifting. How about we go to a good old fashioned drug store?
Yeah, we haven't had one of those in a while.
Okay. Well, let's talk drugs.
All right. Well, a cachet of marijuana was found hidden behind what appears to be a shipment of boxes of Barbie toys piled up in a tractor trailer outside of San Bernardino, California. Yeah.
Yeah.
They won't suspect the pod in there, right?
No, not at all.
I guess you'd say this is drug dealer Barbie then, right?
Drug dealing Barbie, yeah.
Come on, Barbie, let's steal drugs. Yeah. Come on, Barbie, let's steal drugs.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, this is drug dealing Barbie. She has detachable marijuana.
She comes with marijuana.
She comes with marijuana.
How do you like that?
Wait, what drug was being stashed there?
Pot. Marijuana.
Pot, okay. Just want to make sure I got the drug right.
The package weed was seized from a truck depot in San Bernardino. The marijuana was packed in unmarked cardboard boxes that were hidden behind decoy boxes that said, quote, Barbie Sister Camper Toys. Police had been working on an investigation that led them to this truck depot and found 10,000 pounds of marijuana in these Barbie boxes.
10,000 pounds?
10,000 pounds.
Isn't that like 5 tons?
Yes.
How much is a ton? Isn't it 2,000 pounds?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Barbie doesn't play around
Barbie
when it comes
not.
To drug dealing, all right?
We don't play around with drugs.
Give you me. Sell the drugs or you die now. Get the money, sell the drugs right now.
Come on, Barbie, let's steal drugs.
Ha, 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 yeah.
Come on, Barbie, let's steal drugs.
Yeah. That's our version.
That's so much fun.
According to the police team, they suspect that the pot was not grown in the United States. They say that the truck was likely dropped to the undisclosed location and that the truck driver was unaware of what its final destination was. No arrests have been made. So that means that this driver drove this truck of pot and Barbie dolls to San Bernardino, then probably stayed at a hotel, and then came back and saw the police had already raided it.
Whoops.
He's a dead man.
Yep.
If he's part of a cartel, he's not going to survive very long.
No, I don't think so.
Well, that's how drug dealer Barbie, you know, rolls.
Yeah, drug dealer Barbie is very serious.
There's no time for failures.
Yeah.
But there you go. 10,000 pounds of pot.
5 tons.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. And ready for our last story of the night?
Of course.
All fun must come to an end, but this one's a pretty crazy story. All
right.
And this last story is another Canada story.
Ah, good old Canada.
Yeah.
Once again. A lot of duplicates this episode,
yeah.
I've noticed.
Mm-hmm. Odd news comes in pairs recently.
Yeah, it does. We've had a couple from England, a couple from Canada.
Yeah.
So what else happened in Canada now?
A woman was arrested after she climbed a 10-foot barbed wire fence and ran onto the tarmac and tried to stop a plane from taking off because she believed her husband was on it and he was going to cheat on her with a fancy lady.
Don't make me assume my ultimate form!
Wow.
Jeez.
Yeah. Boy, don't piss this girl
off. Her husband was probably just out bowling or something.
The Royal Canadian Mounted Police arrested the woman at the Halifax Stanfield International Airport and took her to a mental hospital to be evaluated.
Well, that was a good first step.
The 37-year-old woman wanted to keep the plane from taking off because she thought that her husband was leaving her to see another woman. Wow.
Gee, I wonder why.
Don't make me assume my ultimate form!
Spokesman Al LeBlanc said that, quote, her intent was to stop the aircraft from taking off. This woman passed by security, jumped the fence, and the barbed wire that was on top of it.
Oh, my gosh.
And evaded airport staff and mounted police. But luckily...
So this was real-life Grand Theft Auto.
Yes! This is trying to hijack the plane.
Grand Theft Auto Canada.
Yes. This is trying to hijack the plane. Luckily, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police responded and was able to apprehend her. Even though the woman's attempt was unsuccessful, security staffers are still nervous about how close she came to actually getting onto the plane.
Yeah, really? Oh my gosh, we thought security here was bad.
Don't make me assume my ultimate form!
But here's the kicker. Her husband was not even on board the aircraft.
Well, of course.
He was at work.
Wow.
How do you like that?
Oh, my God.
So you go to work, you come back home, and all of a sudden you found out your wife
you see your wife
tried
on
to
news.
Hijack an airplane because she thought you were cheating on her.
Hijacking suspect apprehended. Hey, that's my wife. Hey, honey, you're on the news.
Well, there you go. Well, you know what? He dodged a bullet then, because she's probably going to go to jail. And
yeah, he dodged a bullet. Yes, yeah. He did.
You know,
now he can cheat all he wants.
Yeah.
He's going.
There you go.
He's going. Well, this is basically a free pass at this point.
Mike looking at the bright side of life, right there.
Always look on the bright side, right?
There you go.
So there you go. The lesson is: if your significant other becomes a plane hijacker, you get a free pass. But that's the only time.
And there you go. That is what I have this week for the non-fortune cookie odd news. And with that, you know, we like to synthesize everything that we've learned on this podcast into one little neat wrap-up segment. We like to call it, What Have We Learned on This Episode of the Crispy Noodle Podcast?
As your body grows bigger,
your mind must flower.
It's great to learn,
because knowledge is power.
All right, Mike, what have we learned on this episode?
Well, I always like to kick things off with the last odd news story. And we learned that if your significant other hijacks an airplane, you get a free pass.
Ta-da!
Ta-da! Relationship advice from the Crispy Noodle. We also learned that drug-dealing Barbie is dead serious about her drugs.
Yep.
Like 5 tons dead serious.
Yeah, 10,000 pounds.
Oh, my gosh. We also learned that this episode, people didn't want to wear pants.
No.
Every other odd news
story. I'm not even wearing pants right now.
Oh, jeez. We better end this episode then. Rich needs pants. Oh, but you know what? If someone happens to ask you if you're a god, always say yes.
Yes. Ghostbusters said it the best.
Yes.
Say yes!
And that's what a lady in Florida did. Raisinette Lord said she was a god, and that's why she was allowed to steal a bag of raisinettes.
Yep.
We also learned that when you have to measure cheese in logs, you have too much cheese.
Yep. Especially if they're crammed in your pants.
Yeah. Nobody likes pants cheese.
Yeah. I don't know what's worse, having cheese in your pants or no pants at all.
Yeah. That's true. Everything is with pants this episode.
Yeah.
It's very strange. But you know what? Speaking of cheese, we've learned that people in Southeast Pennsylvania just love Swiss cheese.
Yeah.
It just makes us go wild.
Yeah, obviously.
Oh, man. It's just... It's
all
just,
the holes.
All the holes, yeah. And again, one last tip about pants. Always wear pants while you're time traveling.
Yes, very important.
Yeah, so you can hop on that skateboard and go.
Yep.
And we, of course, we've also learned, or rather, we were reminded how amazing Robin Williams is.
Yeah, what a legacy.
What a legacy.
And there you go, that's what we've learned on this episode of the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
What did we learn, Palmer?
I don't know, sir.
I don't know either. I guess we learned not to do it again.
Yes, sir.
I'm f***ed if I know what we did.
Oh, what a show. And when that music kicks in, it means it's time to wrap up the Crispy Noodle Podcast. If you want to learn more about the Crispy Noodle, check out our website, thecrispynoodle.com. Make sure to like us on Facebook, The Crispy Noodle. And to follow us on Twitter at The Crispy Noodle.
That's right. You can also subscribe to our channel on YouTube, where you get some of our favorite moments and highlights from previous episodes. But most importantly, remember to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, where you can get the latest episodes downloaded for free straight to your computer, your phone, your tablet, your MP3 player. That way you can listen to us on the go, at work, at home, anytime, anywhere you want to. Just download The Crispy Noodle Podcast on iTunes.
Yep, and if you're not doing anything Wednesday night from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m., check out Totally Driven Entertainment's Blog Talk Radio page, because that's where we debut each week's new episode, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. But if you can't make it then, that's why we got the podcast feed. Subscribe to that so that you can stream or download each week's new episode whenever, wherever, however you want to, period. No ifs, ands, or buts.
That's right. And also, We have a SoundCloud page, isn't that right?
That's right. That's where we take the best bits of the show. We compress them into 1 to 2 minute mini noodle clips that you can send to friends, family, and share the majesty that is the Crispy Noodle Podcast.
That's right. So many ways to share and get in touch with the Crispy Noodle Podcast. But if you want to get in touch with us individually, you can find me on Twitter at Mikey Costanzo, MikeyCostanzo.
And I am at Rich Liebig, RichLiebig. And with that, you can tweet at us individually or with the Crispy Noodle. It's up to you.
That's right. We'd love to hear from you, so get in touch with us and make sure to share, like, and favorite all of our amazing content.
That's right. This is the Crispy Noodle Podcast. Let us be the Crispy Noodle in your vegetarian salad of life and boring news. We're back.
That's right. We're back with a vengeance.
That's right. That'll do it for us. I'm Rich Liebig.
And I'm Michael Costanzo.
And we'll see you guys next week.
See you guys
later. Woo!
Some of us have great stories, pretty stories that take place at lakes with boats and friends and noodle salad. A lot of people, that's their story. Good times, noodle salad.
Nobody says woo around here except me.
Woo! 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 Woo!
Oh, kinky.